And so let us begin our meditation time by bringing our attention to our heart center. And as we observe the activity of the movement of spirit that animates our body temple, let us just follow the breath in and out. And with each breath, just consciously and intentionally settle in. Connect with the felt sense of sitting. And if your feet are on the floor, your hands are in your lap, just simply acknowledge in awareness your connection to this time and this place. And now let us all bring into our awareness someone or something that we appreciate. And as we focus on the felt sense of gratitude that is linked to a special person or a time or a place, let us open our hearts, knowing that as we hold ourselves in that presence and in the understanding of the blessings of spirit that surround us, we move into a natural place where wholeness and healing are part of our experience. And with so many in our community that are in a place where healing prayers would be of benefit, I invite you to think of those individuals that you know of, both within our community and those that you're connected to, family members or friends. For from time to time, all of us need healing. We need the assurance that all things are working together for a greater good. We need to be supported when our external circumstances don't provide us with the evidence that God is in charge. And so when we bind together in this community, holding ourselves and each other, lifting ourselves and each other into the awareness of our oneness with God, we begin to build that connection to that part of ourself that is our wholeness, that is our sense of more than enough, that is our awareness of Source as the truth of who we are. And as we extend these feelings of gratitude and appreciation, first filling our own bodies with this frequency, this vibration of caring and care and compassion and kindness, we visualize each cell, each organ, each system, all the processes of our own body temple being brought into a greater harmony. And just as we know this for ourselves, we know that this spirit, this intelligence is at work in every life. And so for those that are connected to us now in prayer, we give thanks that the movement of spirit is bringing all of us into a greater expression of wholeness. And so however wholeness needs to manifest, whether it be in the form of physical healing or the resolution of circumstances or the bringing forth of greater abundance, We give thanks in advance that this is at work right now. And so let us take into the silence the sure and certain knowing that God is at work and that healing is unfolding in all of our lives in the silence. So breathe in and release. And as we begin to make our way back into the awareness of this moment, this place, we carry with us our connection to that infinite and eternal activity of spirit that is the truth of us. We give thanks in advance for the outer expression, the evidence of this healing, this manifestation of wholeness. For we know that our thoughts held in mind with this elevated emotion of gratitude ensures that this is outpicturing as we speak. Thank you, God. So it is. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, good morning. There's excitement in the air. Today I'm beginning a series that whenever I speak, it will be on one of the 12 powers, which there they are. Something that Charles Fillmore taught about and is kind of one of our foundational pieces in Unity. Some of our spirit groups will be talking about the 12 powers in the next few weeks, and you heard about the movie that's this afternoon with James Twyman. But today we're going to begin with the power of faith. And my talk title is Dancing to the Melody of the Future. Any dancers here? Yes. You can't volunteer someone else. That's the rule. But if you're a dancer, you just might get a chance to put on your dancing shoes a little later. And this comes from a saying that I just love this. Imagination is hearing the melody of the future. Faith is dancing to the melody. And that really speaks to me. When I was in ministerial school, we would have our oral exams every 6 months. We'd have a committee come in, and you had to answer questions. These were ministers who would come in and ask all these questions. And they asked me what the definition of faith was. Now, they wanted the Charles Fillmore definition, which is coming up in a minute. But I forgot it. However, I had just read this little gem, and so I expounded with that one. And they were not impressed. They wrote it down and said, that sounds really great, but what's the Fillmorian one? And I had to do the standard answer that they taught you in school. You know, I don't know what that is, but I will find out. And you can bet the next time they came, I could rhyme it off without even thinking, Charles Fillmore. So, but this whole idea of hearing something that is not yet visible or seeing something that is not yet visible, and then interacting with it, or becoming it, or stepping into it, is all about dancing to that melody. So we listen to this melody, but it's when we start dancing, then we step onto the path that brings it into manifestation. Do you see the difference there? So, did you bring your metaphysical dancing shoes with you this morning? Are you ready to dance? You know, yesterday I participated in the Women's March in Spokane. Any marchers here? Yes, yes. And I walked in this march as a stand for a more compassionate, peaceful, kinder world. That was what I was bringing to this march. A world that is kinder for our children, for our grandchildren, for the planet, for the animals, all of it. And where all have human rights, all have equal rights. Doesn't matter about the ethnicity or the color or the race or the sexual orientation or the ability or the gender. Equal rights for all beings. And as I walked, I was so moved by it. I was so moved by the experience, starting before I even got there, just seeing on Facebook all of the women, not only throughout this country, and men, there were men there too, men and children, but all of the people throughout this country who were already marching. You know, you could watch it going from east to west as all these groups came together. But all of these major cities in this country, but all over the world, people were standing up and marching together with this kind of a vision. And it moved me to tears of gratitude to feel that connection with a greater sense of our oneness. I really felt the oneness. And so what I realized is that I've been singing this song for decades, a more compassionate world, a more peaceful world, a kinder world, and it's time for me to start dancing, you see? Really, I've been singing the tune long enough, and now it's time to be it, to not just walk and say that I'm a stand, but to actually live my life in that way. And I got very excited. Isn't it exciting? Really? Oh, my God. I was on fire yesterday. Still am. And faith is what can bring that into manifestation. It's what begins the process. And here's the Fillmore. Perceiving power of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. Sounds like a mouthful. Perceiving power of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. But it's seeing the possibilities and then shaping those possibilities into reality. And it begins with perception. How we're seeing the world. And if we want to change our life experience, we have to start there. We have to change our viewpoint, change our perspective, see it from another place. And that's the beginning of it. Because how we are perceiving our lives is so critical to what we're experiencing that we need to question our perceptions. Because they're often unconscious. We don't even know we're looking through this lens. But the truth is that we perceive the world through the beliefs that we hold. And if our perception is that the world is an unkind place, or if we have a belief that we are unworthy in some way, not good enough, then what happens? We will experience life as exactly that. And what we have done is put faith in the belief that it's an unkind world. Or we've put faith in the belief that we're unworthy. And we will see it everywhere we look. Faith is a powerful thing. We are powerful beings. I love Marianne Williamson when she says, "When I saw how much I had screwed my life up for so many years, I realized how powerful I was." And so if we don't like what we're seeing in our world, we want to start there. We have to move it back. So faith is it's a power that we all have. We're all using our faith right now. Think about the many times you've used your power of faith just to get you here today. You probably may have had faith in an alarm clock to wake you up, or a steering wheel of whatever vehicle brought you here that it was going to function properly. You're probably having faith in the chair you're sitting in right now to support you. You see, we have faith in all sorts of things without consciously realizing that we're doing it. And when we plant seeds in the soil, We act on faith. We can't see the growth that's happening underneath the surface, but we begin to water and we weed the garden. That's faith. Faith in the belief in something invisible, a power at work to bring forth the harvest. And every time we breathe out, we are demonstrating faith in something invisible. You see? We can't see the air, and yet we trust enough to breathe out, knowing that there's something left to breathe in. So the point of all this is that faith is not something we need to get more of, like we have a deficiency of some kind. We have the power right here and now. The question really is, where are we putting our faith? Where are we putting it? Do we have faith in illness, or do we have faith in health? The healing part, the healing power of the body. Do we have faith in the abundance of the universe or in lack? Do we have faith in the power within us or the outer appearance? Because we have a choice as to where we put our faith, and that choice will determine our experience. And you know, faith impacts all areas of our life. Health, fitness, relationships, career, prosperity, all of it. And whatever you are having as your experience in any of these arenas can give you a clue as to what your beliefs may be. See, and if we don't like what's showing up, we want to move to that belief. What's the belief that we want to change? Because the power of beliefs shape our world. They create our world. Our behaviors are shaped by our internal beliefs. And where are your beliefs taking you? Where are they taking you? If we believe we're failures or not worthy, that's how we present ourselves to the world. And the world helpfully mirrors that back to us. That's all it can do. You see? Self-fulfilling prophecy. Another thing we can do is look at what our emotional state is to show us if there's a belief in there of some kind that we might want to pay attention to and change. Emotion is just energy. Energy, emotion, energy in motion. But when that energy gets into a flow that is filtered by a limiting belief of some kind, or a sense of self-condemnation, or a critical self-judgment of some kind, you know what I'm talking about here? Anyone? When that energy gets filtered through that, then something shows up that we label as a negative emotion. Anger, frustration, sadness, fear, humiliation, those kind of things. But it's just energy. That's all it is. And we can use it as a clue to see what the belief may be. Because here's the thing. If we are affirming one thing, consciously trying to put our faith in this as reality, but we are unconsciously, fearfully believing the opposite, which one is going to show up? The belief will win hands down. It's just the way it works. And we pen ourselves in by our fears and our limiting beliefs. What I discovered yesterday was that I had a belief that I was powerless to try to bring forth a world of peace. Realized that belief had been going with me on this journey of creating a world that works for all. Was it actually a belief that I was powerless to make it happen? And that belief got shattered yesterday. Really? Woo! You see why I'm dancing today. You know, the animal, the impala, the African animal, can jump 10 feet in the air and cover 30 feet in distance. This animal can jump, and yet they can be penned in with a 3-foot-high wall. Why? Because they will not jump if they can't see where they're going to land. Faith is the ability to trust in where we're going to land, even if we don't see it yet. And I'm not suggesting we all go and jump out of windows or anything, of course. We need to use our discernment as well. But the question is this: where in your life Are you metaphorically penning yourself in? Where are you stopping yourself because you can't quite see where you're going to land? There's a saying by Barbara Winter that reads, "When you come to the edge of all the light you know and you're about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or you'll be taught how to fly." Faith is what frees us from these 3-foot-high enclosures. And it's a key that can lead us right out of it into a life of freedom. Many of us earlier this month participated in what I might call holy daydreaming. I love this term. Writing letters of gratitude to our future self, appreciating and envisioning the year ahead for us. And many are also making mind movies. This is how we begin to create this life of freedom, by using the power of the imagination, hearing the melody of the future, using the perceiving power of the mind. But now we want to dance to that melody. So, what are you dancing to in your life? And please indulge me for a minute. I had to do this. Are you waltzing through life? Are you tap dancing around your issues? Are you in a conga line following the path of everyone else? How about, are you doing the hokey pokey? Are you putting your whole self in? Okay, that's it. But what is the dance that you're participating in? Is it the dance of faith, or is it the dance of fear? Because fear is simply faith turned in the wrong direction. Do you see that? Now, when we look at this power metaphysically, the disciple Peter represents faith, Peter the rock. And in the 14th chapter of Matthew, there's a very interesting story told about faith. The disciples are sailing along on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus has gone off alone to pray. And then in the pre-dawn darkness, they see this ghostly figure walking towards them, walking on the water. Okay, we've heard about this, Jesus walking on water. And they all become fearful. But Peter realizes it's Jesus, and he says this, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you in the water." And then Peter gets out of the boat. And he starts to walk towards Jesus. And here we have an actual photo of the event. And he starts to walk towards Jesus, but then a strong wind arises. And he shifts his focus. And instead, he begins to pay attention to the turmoil beneath him. And you know, he probably asked himself, "What am I doing out here? This is crazy." And he began to sink. Now, there is great metaphysics in this story. Have you ever found yourself stepping out in faith with your eyes fixed on a positive outcome of some kind, feeling Spirit's guidance? Maybe you took those first few steps in confidence. Now, if we can stay focused on that goal and stay in the awareness of the Christ within, the higher self, the greater mind that is beckoning us, calling us, the power within us, if we can keep our eyes on the prize, then we don't become distracted by the turmoil around us, by the storms of our life, on the outer appearance. But if we lose that awareness, if we start to pay attention to what's wrong, to what the outer appearance is telling us, the illusion, we start to sink. We can drown in despair, you know? Especially if we ask ourselves, "What made me think I could do this? What am I doing here? It's crazy." So we have to shift from hearing the melody to dancing to it, you see. From looking at what we want to looking as it. You see the difference? It's a big difference. It's moving from observing to being. It's stepping into the identity, the vibrational coherence of this evolving self. It's actually stepping into being it, who we've come here to be. And you know, we might sometimes be critical of Peter, thinking he didn't have enough faith. He got out of the boat, you know? And here's the thing, he had enough faith. At first, it was in Jesus. Then it shifted to faith in the unstable sea. And this is really the pivotal point of the story. So what are you perceiving and what are you believing? Because that's what you're achieving. You know? No matter what the stress is that we may be facing, no matter what kind of storm we may encounter, by having faith in the power within us, we're set free. And it takes divine audacity to do that. Remember, we talked about that a few weeks ago. Divine audacity. To look at an outer appearance and stay focused on your faith in the invisible. That takes some work. But no storm can hold up to divine power. Really. We can be lifted up by this power of spirit, carried through any turmoil, no matter what the sea is doing. We go within, we ask for guidance, step out in faith. Spirit is there showing us the way, always, always. Great Hindu teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda said, with unflinching steadiness, march on your path, realizing that behind you is the infinite creative power. Do not let go of that truth. That's what faith is. Faith is spiritual assurance, an unflinching steadiness, an inner knowing that we're being lifted and carried through any situation by the power within us, and that by listening in the silence, we can be guided through any experience. There will be something solid to stand on, or we'll be shown how to fly. You may have heard the story of the town that was suffering from a drought. The fields were brown and parched, the crops were wilted, weeks of no rain, and the leaders of the religious organizations decided to come together and call for an hour of prayer the following Saturday at noon, and they requested that all the townspeople bring them their favorite objects of faith. And at high noon, the town square was jammed with people from all faith traditions, and they're clutching crosses and holy books and rosaries and prayer beads and other religious symbols. But one symbol overshadowed the rest. As a small child, held up an umbrella. So do we believe in the power of affirmative prayer? Do we pray and go and get our umbrella? Do we really believe in the power of spirit? This is a yes answer. Because in Matthew 17, the disciples asked Jesus why they can't recreate his results in healing. And he says, because of your unbelief. That's it. That's all that's in the way. Is a belief that we can't. Belief's the magic key that opens the door. Faith can bring the abstract into the concrete, but we have to embody the change. Dance to the melody of the future. The truth about us is this. We are fashioned by the power that creates and sustains all life. Can you feel that? We're physically composed of the same elements as the rest of creation, but we have the divine essence within us. And I've heard it poetically phrased that we are each a carrier wave of the power that birthed you and breathes you. A carrier wave of the power. I love that. Or that we are a focus of divine consciousness, however we want to look at it. How close is that presence? Closer than our breath. Always. And we become aware of this healing presence through the stillness. It's so important every day to enter the silence, that secret place of the Most High, to listen to the still small voice that says we can, rather than that critical yapping that tells us all the possible reasons it won't work. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Do you have one of those in your mind sometimes? There's an old adage that you feed your faith and your doubts will starve to death. It's faith that moves ideas into expression. It's inner conviction, a firmness of thinking, a corresponding vibration and alignment with whatever we want to see in the world. Faith releases a fountain of creative dynamic energy. And we always have the choice of where to place our faith, in the inner realm of spirit or the apparent outer appearance. That's our choice. So what do you desire in life? Healthy body, loving, harmonious relationships, successful, fulfilling career, prosperity, a world that is compassionate, kind, peaceful, with rights for all. We can create it. We can create it. We have to be ready to receive it. We have to believe that with spirit, all things are possible. We have to become, in the words of Norman Vincent Peale, a possibilitarian. Having faith in the power within to overcome any outer condition, and that means we start to dance with the melody of the future. We begin to live the dance. Are you ready to become a possibilitarian?
Yes.
Yes. So, you think you can dance?
Yes.
What song are you dancing to? Because our songs, our best songs are yet unsung. What is the perceiving power in your mind visualizing for your life? And are you being it in order to create a flow that shapes substance into reality? Because you know what? The divine is calling us. All of us. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Calling us to get out of the boat. To get out of that 3-foot pen. 3-foot high wall. To put on our dancing shoes. And to move out of our comfort zone. Even if it feels like we're jumping into the unknown. We have enough faith. Now, let's dance. So. There was no other way I could end this talk.
Are there really
one minute? Join me.
Yes.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout,
kick my heels up and
shout.
Rock. God bless you all.
Presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, and for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors many names for God, the many paths to God, the many ways of worshiping God, for we know that there is only one power and one presence that is God, and that God loves us all equally. So whoever you are, and wherever you are in your transformational journey, I'm a little bit out of breath. We want to welcome you today. So if this is your first time,